Hey everyone, welcome to episode 71 of Sits and Giggles. I am your host, Casey, and I am here with Krista. How you doing, Krista?
Well, we're recording this at a very bad time.
We're recording this at the time where our soccer team lost badly.
We've just got played horrible, horrific.
And now
we're immediately recording the podcast after the match.
Yes, so and now we're sitting here recording a podcast and sad eating Pop-Tarts. So, how are you doing, everyone? So, we have made some progress on our puzzle. And I say it's your puzzle, but I say our puzzle because, like, when this is done, we're going to have a talk about visitation rights.
Yay.
Because, like, a lot's gone into this. So, we have an idea. You had an idea for this one, which I thought was fantastic and fun. We are going to play Would You Rather Star Wars Edition. So, who wants to go first? You want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather have force powers or have a lightsaber?
Force powers.
Force powers.
Lightsaber would be dope. Don't get me wrong. Would be incredible. And I would want one. I do want one. But, like,
I feel like if I have
force
powers,
I'm very clumsy.
Go, yeah.
Don't trust myself. Also, force powers, you could be way more subtle about actually getting to use constantly. So, like, 100% force powers.
I feel like if I have force powers, the first thing I would do is just find someone with a lightsaber and take it. Like, I don't know that I can be trusted with force powers. Like, I wouldn't be full-on Sith, but, like, I would not use them responsibly at all.
They would just make me 10 times lazier than I already am. So, I'm gonna ask you this one, but I know the answer to what I feel.
Okay.
Would you rather fly an X-Wing or fly a TIE Fighter? And I feel like you're gonna say X-Wing.
Yeah.
Dumb. Shocking.
I would rather fly an X-Wing. It's kind of like, I mean, like, I think flying a TIE fighter would be fun.
I would say TIE fighter, 100%.
I would lose control of that and fly into something, even though, like, I'm in the vast expanse of space.
Like, I know.
Like, when
I play, 100%, like, okay, I'm looking at it as in the sense, this is, like, I know how to fly them. If I could, like, fly one and fly one well, which one would I want to fly? It would be the TIE fighter, 100%.
TIE Fighter looks more fun because it's like a ball and it spins around. It's kind of like, if you wanted to do like the car edition of this question, it's kind of like, would you rather like drive like an American muscle car or like a souped up like Honda Civic? Like, it's kind of like that. And like, I think I would rather drive like the muscle car.
I would not say that a TIE Fighter is a souped up Honda Civic.
That's what I think of, because I just think of like it's little, it's small, but it's like so quick and maneuverable. Like, that's what I think of. Where I think of like an X-Wing, which I would rather fly, but the X-Wing is like bigger, has more power behind it, and just how I see it.
I would not want to fly either, or anything, to be completely honest. I would like to be in space. I would like to be a gunner pilot. Let me do that.
I would feel so nervous. Well, yeah, I would feel so nervous giving someone that much control and letting, and then, like, it's my responsibility to, like, shoot all the things out of the sky that, like, this other guy's supposed to be flying away from.
No, I would totally, I would be cool with it, 100%.
All right, would you rather have R2-D2... or BB-8 as your droid sidekick?
R2.
R2?
Mm-hmm.
R2. I had to really think about that one, though, because BB-8 has won my heart over the years.
BB-8's great, don't get me wrong, but R2 is R2.
I feel like he would... He would entertain me more.
The only droid I could possibly pick over R2. In regards to, like, astromech droids.
Chopper. Okay, your turn.
Would you rather fly with Poe Dameron or Luke Skywalker?
I think I would probably rather fly with Luke Skywalker. Because Luke Skywalker's not going to try to, like, imprison me in my own ship. Sorry. Still a little bitter over Poe in The Last Jedi.
I mean, as one should be, honestly. But if we're talking solely as, like, just having, like, being, you know, like, on a ship with them, flying with them as your pilot, I would say Poe.
I feel like Poe would want to show off a lot, and Luke would be, like,
oh, 100%.
Reliable, like,
which is why I'm kind of picking Poe, because I'd be like, yes, let's do it.
Okay. All right, would you rather piggyback on a warm tauntaun or ride bareback on a big shaggy bantha?
A warm tauntaun?
Give me the tauntaun, because if I'm going to take the bantha, that means I'm on Tatooine and I don't like sand.
I hate the heat, so yeah, give me the tauntaun all
yeah.
day.
And I'll be more responsible with it than Luke. Like, I won't go out behind the first marker and kill my tauntaun.
Yes. Did you flip it?
It's the new page.
Oh, okay, cool. I've been making sure. Would you rather have a single-bladed or double-bladed lightsaber?
I'm thinking about this as if I don't know how to use them, so which one is going to be less dangerous to me?
I feel like I'm doing the opposite. I'm thinking in the context that I'm able to use them.
I think I'd still rather go single-blade. That just seems so, it seems right to me. Give me a blue, single-bladed lightsaber.
My answer is also single-bladed.
Okay. You have a color?
I'm torn.
Between
white. I absolutely love Ahsoka's lightsabers.
Yeah.
But I also really like green.
Green's a good color.
Which is weird, because, like, I prefer, like, on a color, like, when it comes to, like, colors, like, I prefer blue to green. But there's just something about green lightsabers. Like, even when I was a kid and I was allowed to pick my first lightsaber, like, I got a green one.
They're unique. You don't see them in Star Wars very much. Okay. Would you rather fight in the Battle of Hoth or the Battle of Endor?
Endor.
I think I would rather do Endor. It didn't look too warm. So, like, I think I can handle it. I don't hate the forest.
It looked like perpetual fall.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I would like Endor.
Like a very temperate climate. Would you rather try to escape the Death Star trash compactors or Jabba the Hutt's Rancor Pit? Rancor Pit. I'm sorry. I had to. Nothing. No part of me wants to be in a trash compactor.
I'm gonna go trash compactor. Because, like, if I go in the Rancor pit, I have to fight the Rancor. If I go in the trash compactor...
Not necessarily.
Okay. What am I gonna do? I'm not gonna throw you at, like, the Rancor and escape myself.
No, but, like, dodge and roll, play it smart. You don't have to fight the Rancor head on.
I don't...
Plus, you've seen me. I'm tiny. I can fit through.
You could. I don't think I have, like, the dexterity and, like, the athleticism to, like, do all this dodging and rolling. Because, like, I'm trying to think of, like, me, not, like, a Star Wars character.
Okay, but yeah, but I'm also going to be useless trying to do anything like this.
See, my thought with the trash compactor is that as long as I have, like, one of the droids on my side, they're going to shut it down. And all okay, I gotta, but then all you gotta do is walk out the door.
Okay, but that's assuming that you have that's assuming that you have a droid available to you in that particular instance. We don't know that. That is unknown information.
So assuming I don't have the droid with me, I'm not getting out of the trash compactor. I'm also not getting out of the Rancor pit.
No.
Which leads to my next question. Would you rather be crushed to death or eaten alive?
Rancor pit, still.
Okay.
The trash compactor just seems like a horrible way to go.
You are such a selfless person.
Because for a while, you're going to feel the pressure just crushing you.
That's true. But then you're going to feel
yourself...
And, like,
I get migraines.
You're also
going to
feel yourself getting chewed on. Yeah, that's... Okay, you're such a selfless person that you would, like, you want to feed the Rancor. You want to go out, like, providing sustenance for another living thing. Like, that's how much of, like, a light side force user you are. Okay.
Would you rather have 60 portions or have BB-8? And I'm confused by what 60 portions are.
Because that's when, like, remember... And in Force Awakens, Unkar Plutt was like, oh, the droid, I'll buy it for you. 60 portions.
Oh.
Man, I don't know. I love me some BB-8, but I love me some food, too. I like eating. I'm eating right now. I ate before this podcast. I'll eat after this podcast.
This is true. There will be a lot of food consumed.
The BB-8 is so cute.
I feel like BB-8 is useful, though. So, like, you can use BB-8 to get portions. So, I would say BB-8.
Okay. I'm going to go with BB-8, too. Okay, would you rather try to take down the Death Star or the Starkiller base?
The nostalgia kicks in. Death Star.
I feel like I would have an easier time taking down the Death Star. Because, like, Starkiller base, you have to sneak onto the base, shut down the shields and everything, and, like, set your charges, and Death Star, man, you just shoot it down the chute, and you're done.
I mean, you have to have fucking a great shot. But again,
Yeah, I'm gonna go Death Star.
Death Star.
Do you have a preference between Death Star 1 or Death Star 2? 2?
2. Would you rather have a hovercraft or a droid? I'm going droid.
Droid. Much more useful.
I feel like a hovercraft would be useless here. Droid, coming. Very, very handy.
Yes. Would you rather be a part of the First Order or the Resistance? That is an easy one for me.
Okay, Resistance. Not a fascist.
Like... I feel like with the Empire, it was like, okay, like, they're in charge, they've got their propaganda thing going on. Like, you can probably forgive someone for not understanding that the Empire is evil.
Yes.
The First Order, like, you got no excuse. Like, they could not obviously be more evil. Like, they're evil people. And they're not trying to hide the fact that they're evil.
Yeah.
So.
Like, the Empire at least came off and, like, had a spin story for why they were trying to take over.
Yeah.
The First Order don't. They're just like, wow, we want power.
Yeah.
Would you rather live on Jakku like Rey or on Tatooine like Luke?
Tatooine like Luke. Because at least he gets to live with, like, family who loves him. Rey lived with Unkar Plutt, who made her pick up trash for food. So, I guess I'll take Tatooine. If I have to live on a desert planet, give me family.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Would you rather pilot a two-legged AT-ST... or a two-legged AT-AT?
two-legged.
Two-legged? I'd rather go four-legged. Give me the stability of four legs, please.
I would prefer to pilot neither. I don't trust myself.
I feel like with the four-legged one, like, it's not very mobile. Like, there's not much room. Like, you can make errors with it.
But I also feel like with the four-legged, if you make an error because it's so awkward and, like, slow...
You're going down.
You're screwed. Like, if you take one angle wrong, like, if you turn too early, you're effed.
Yeah. But I also feel like you have stability. With a two-legged one, like, if you turn the wrong way, you're definitely falling over, or you're tripping. Or I'm just thinking of, like, I'm not good on two legs. Why would I be able to pilot something on two legs?
I don't disagree. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just neither. I'm going to go with neither. Would you rather have Obi-Wan Kenobi or Yoda be your Jedi Master?
I think I would have to go with Yoda. I feel like I would learn more from Yoda, and I feel like he would be more understanding of, like, if I'm struggling or something. I don't feel like I would get that from... I also want to know if I'm getting old man, like Ben, or like Obi-Wan, like Clone Wars Obi-Wan.
I would want, like, Clone Wars era Yoda, though.
Okay.
I would not want original trilogy Yoda.
So you don't want, like, the old man, like the crazy old man in the shack?
Okay. I do not want crazy old man in the shack.
Okay. Would you rather fight Darth Maul or Darth Vader?
Darth Maul.
Darth Vader.
Interesting.
Why Vader's because Vader, I know, because, like, historically, just from, like, watching other fights with Vader, I know, like, he's gonna start the fight off being like, "Join me and you can live," and I'll be like, "Okay, sweet, I survive." Like,
yeah,
Maul's not gonna give me that chance.
But I feel like Maul's probably the easier of the two to, like, if you didn't have that option to, like, just surrender and join, like, I feel like Maul is the easier to beat. I feel like you could also bargain with Maul more to be, like, convince him that you have something that could benefit him.
Okay, post, like, Clone Wars Darth Maul, I think you can bargain with him. Pre the Phantom Menace Darth Maul.
Oh,
I don't think
no.
I don't think he would be the easier one to fight.
No, I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
Would you rather take on a Sarlacc with tentacles or a beast like Rancor?
Sarlacc with tentacles.
Rancor.
Man, you're really convinced you can take on a Rancor.
No, but tentacles freak me out, man. Hard pass on those.
I don't have an opinion on tentacles. I've never seen an octopus, like,
octopus. I like octopus, don't get me wrong. I think they're cool and they're tank, but, like, one coming at me would freak me out.
Alright, would you rather have Kylo Ren's lightsaber or Chewbacca's crossbow?
Lightsaber. So I'm just partial to all lightsabers. Like, give me any weapon in Star Wars, I'm gonna pick a lightsaber over it. But the crossbow is dope.
See, if this were, like, any other lightsaber, the answer would be lightsaber hands down for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kylo Ren's lightsaber, I just feel like the hilts would, like, cut me as I was, like, twirling it around. Yeah, give me the lightsaber. It's a cool lightsaber.
I would figure out how to make it work.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather be raised...
Also, again, look at my arms. Do you think I could really hold Chewbacca's crossbow? Would you rather be raised like a stormtrooper like Finn or be stranded on Jakku like Rey? Stranded on Jakku like Rey.
Stranded on Jakku like Rey. That's probably like...
I don't want to grow up being a fascist.
This is like the only instance in which I could possibly pick Jakku. Would you rather never find the droid you are looking for or be caught in an Empire trap?
That's a trap! Can't find the droid you're looking for.
Can't drive, yeah.
I guess. I don't know. That's a weird question.
It is a weird question, but I'll go with that one.
Would you rather be the greatest fighter pilot in the Resistance or be the greatest Jedi Master in the Order?
Jedi Master.
I don't think we have to expand on that. We've all made it abundantly clear in, what, the 70-some episodes we've done?
That we love Jedi.
That we prefer all things Jedi.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather drink blue milk or eat root leaf stew? Which I think is what Yoda was making Luke in Empire Strikes Back.
Root leaf stew.
Yeah, blue milk, any kind of milk doesn't do it for me. I don't drink milk.
I'm slightly lactose intolerant, so likewise.
Yeah, so am I, and it just doesn't taste good.
Would you rather have Han Solo or Lando Calrissian as your wingman?
Wingman in a bar or wingman in a fight? Give me Han Solo in a fight, for sure.
Agreed. I don't trust Lando.
I don't...
I trust him.
Well, dude did take down the Death Star. Okay, post... Okay, Return of the Jedi Lando or, like, Solo a Star Wars Story Lando?
I still say Han.
Han either way? Okay.
Han.
Okay, cool. Would you rather take on Boba Fett or Captain Phasma? Who? I don't remember either of these in a movie. Did they have any speaking lines in their movies?
Boba Fett.
Dude went down easy. Come on, let's face it.
I think he's a bit overrated.
Yeah, very overrated.
Phasma, both by the fans and reputation of being a renowned bounty hunter.
Phasma, you can't shoot her because, like, it just bounces right off her armor. Yeah, I'll take Boba Fett. Okay, would you rather be a part of the Resistance or the Republic?
Ooh. Resistance, because the Republics were kind of... Republic was kind of a shit show, let's be honest.
It was a major shit show, so yeah. But then again, like, if you're part of the Republic, you're eventually going to become part of the Empire.
That too.
And as we've said, we don't fuck around with fascism, so we'll go with... I'll go with the Resistance, too. That's a good one.
This is another easy one. Would you rather be a member of the Galactic Senate or the Jedi Council?
Jedi Council.
Yes, it's politics, but it's a different type of politics, and hold that Senate... Mm-mm, no, thank you.
Would you rather be held captive by Jabba the Hutt or be frozen in carbonite?
Carbonite.
I think held captive by Jabba the Hutt.
Put me out of my misery for a little while.
One of my biggest fears is being buried alive.
Which, like, don't get me wrong, like, it's a valid one.
Yeah.
But I feel like it happens so quick.
Okay, so
and
I
just instantly...
Okay, we're about to get serious here on the podcast. This is about to be turning into, like, my therapy session.
Okay. Fantastic. Let's roll.
I have always had this intense fear of death. Because I've always been afraid that, like, I'm gonna die... but yet somehow I'm going to have, like, I'm going to retain my consciousness, and it's going to just be, like, floating in, like, darkness, but, like, not being able to move or see anything, but still be aware of, like, my surroundings. And I feel like being frozen in carbonite would be like that.
I mean, you also just did describe a night terror.
Really?
Yeah. That I frequent, the only type of night terrors I get.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's fine. I take it as meaning in the sense, like, that I don't, I feel like you're frozen in carbonite, everything's just gonna stop.
Maybe. My...
Like, I look at it as, like, you're being asleep.
I guess it all depends on what Jabba does with me as his captive. Like,
I see Leia and I want no parts.
See, like, you see Leia, you want no parts. I think I see, like, the people serving drinks. And I'm like, if I can, like, maybe just get a gig like that on Jabba's hut, like, maybe eventually he'll see my worth and pay me.
Are you putting these ones in that box?
Yeah, put the black ones in there. Okay, fair enough. Did I asked that one, right?
I think so.
This is it.
Would you rather live alone on Dagobah like Yoda or Octu like Luke?
Man, Octu is a beautiful island.
I'm gonna go with Octu.
Yeah, because then, again, it's kind of like...
It looks like it's my ideal temperature.
Yeah.
And climate, and... While I like darkness, which is all over Dagobah, I'm not a big fan of the swamp, so to speak.
It seems hot and humid.
That too.
Yeah.
And I don't want hot and humid.
And plus, I don't want to be alone for that long. At least on Octu, you have the fish nuns.
You do have the fish nuns. And porgs. As much shit as I talk about on porgs, you got them at least.
Would you rather have... Wait a second. What do you mean talk shit on porgs?
I think they're overrated.
Oh, Krista. Okay.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We have to have a disagreement every once in a while.
Like, they aren't the cutest thing that came in the sequel trilogy.
Would that be BB-8?
No.
Poe? I think Poe is a damn handsome man, is all I'm saying.
He is. I don't disagree. But no, I can't remember the thing's name.
What was it in? Which movie?
Rise of the Skywalker. Resets.
Oh, Dio.
Dio.
Yeah, Dio was cute.
Dio is the cutest thing to come out of the sequel trilogy.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Dio and I have a similar personality.
I like Dio a lot, but no, it was not Dio. It was the guy who does,
Oh, Babu Frick. Babu Frick. Yes.
Babu Frick is cuter than Porgs.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're totally right. Alright, would you rather have Princess Leia's hair or Rey's hair? Give me Rey's hair.
I'm gonna let you... What one do you think I'm gonna pick here, Casey?
Rey?
Yes.
Okay.
You know me so well. Would you rather live on the icy planet of Hoth or the molten lava planet of Mustafar?
Man, that is just really two sides of shitty extremes, isn't it? I guess give me the icy planet of Hoth because I don't like being warm. And Mustafar is literally hell, so give me Hoth.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that.
Okay. Would you rather tell that to Kanja Club or take on a Rathtar?
Tell that to Kanja Club.
Okay.
My speech impediment doesn't like that word. Would you rather visit the cantina on Mos Eisley or the cantina in Maz Kanata's castle?
Maz Kanata's castle.
I 100% agree.
That one, it's not as dangerous. Well, Maz has a very strict no fighting rule for her cantina, and if you fight, you're going in, like, Maz's jail, and I don't want to be in Maz's jail, so I know that no one's going to fight me, So
it's not even that. It's also just the fact that, like, I feel like you're gonna get so much better stories and, like, meet more interesting people at Moz's than you would at Mos Eisley.
Yeah. It's kind of like this. Moz's is where the scoundrels go to work. No, Moz's is where the scoundrels go to, like, relax. Mos Eisley is where the scoundrels go to work.
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather be a Jedi or a Sith?
Jedi. Although it would be dope as hell to be able to shoot lightning out of my fingers.
If you're one of those Sith that's, like, pre-Palpatine, you just kind of, like, you're just kind of, like, off minding your own business, not bothering anyone. Just kind of, like, wishing that you had power. So, like,
just occasionally fucking up things on the off-world, like, in the Outer Rims.
If you if you're, like, one of those people that just likes to, like, chill out and, like, not feel much stress because you don't have much going on in your life, like, I think Sith is for you.
See, that appeals to me.
There you go, sign on the dotted line. You too could be a Sith.
But, like,
I'm secretly a bad guy. I've been working on you this whole time, trying to, like, recruit you to, like, my dark side.
Yeah.
This next one.
Would you rather be a smuggler or a bounty hunter?
If I have to choose between those two, I will be a smuggler.
Bounty hunter.
Bounty hunter, really?
Okay. Yes.
Would you rather hang out with Jar Jar Binks or C-3PO?
3PO.
Nothing against Jar.
Me and 3PO are basically, according to every, like, personality test thing that I've ever taken, it always tells me 3PO. Almost always. Does it not, Casey?
It does.
So, like, cool. Whatever.
Alright, I will get... I think I would do 3PO, too. Nothing against Jar Jar. He's very accident-prone, I feel like.
As am I, which would be a bad time, probably.
Did I ask that or did you ask that?
You asked that. Would you rather be a member of the Stormtroopers or the Emperor's Royal Guard?
Again, if I have to choose between the two of them, I guess Emperor's Royal Guard. Because they don't have much going on in their lives. They just kind of stand there. And I feel like, I mean, the Emperor's not going to go, like, do a bunch of, like, miserable things. So, like, I feel like it's a pretty cushy assignment. So, yeah, I guess I'll go with the Emperor's Royal Guard.
Okay. Yeah. I don't dispute that. I really have no desire to be either, particularly... But I guess Royal Guard.
Would you rather fly the Millennium Falcon or Slave One?
Millennium Falcon. Although when I was a kid, Slave One, I was really intrigued by that, like, ship. Especially because, like, you get in it and you're sitting in it sideways, essentially. Like, the early moon landers.
See, that's... Yeah.
Like that, and then, because once you're up in the air, it rights itself and then you're vertical.
Yeah.
That always was really, really cool to me. So, like, that is a tough question. But I would probably say the Millennium Falcon.
See, unlike the X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, I feel like this is a choice between, like, two muscle cars. But I think I'd rather fly the Falcon. Han souped it up a lot, so it's gonna be fun.
Oh, for sure.
And your turn.
Would you rather work for Emperor Palpatine or Supreme Leader Snoke?
Palpatine. Snoke is going to spend... Snoke had, like, no issues about letting everyone know that he was a bad guy. Like, he wasn't trying to hide that. Palpatine at least puts on that, like, farce where he's like, ooh, you're my friend. And it's like... I would rather have that than be belittled all day long.
True.
So you're going to go with Palpatine also?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Would you rather find out Darth Vader is your father or never know your parents? I hope my mom... Let's find out if my mom listens to this podcast. I'd rather never know my parents.
Likewise.
Your turn.
Would you rather have Chewbacca by your side in a firefight or as your spaceship co-pilot?
By my side in a firefight. Did you see what that crossbow was doing in Force Awakens?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one as well.
Plus, if anyone gets near me, he's going to rip their arms off.
Exactly.
And would you rather be a Wookiee or an Ewok? That's a good one. Everyone fears me if I'm a Wookiee.
But if you're an Ewok, you're left alone.
That's also true.
Ewok.
You make a valid point. Ewok.
Kashyyyk is heavily regarded. You know, they're held in high esteem. The Wookiees are. Nope. Leave me alone.
Okay, cool. Ewok. Alright, that is the end of the questions. So, everyone, thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Darth Hockey. You can follow Krista at...
Critter, K-R-I.
E3Rs. Sorry, I covered you during your yawn.
K-R-I, 3 T's, E3Rs.
Yeah.
Sorry, that yawn snuck out of nowhere and was like, whoop.
Perfectly okay. Alright, so you can check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spreaker.com, and we are now on Spotify. So check us out on Spotify. Thank you for listening. Bye.